Welcome to the Health Ranger Radio Show. I'm your host, Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. And as you know, each show we work to get you some very interesting and informative guests. And you're going to be blown away by who we have on the show today. Someone that I've been working to get an interview with for quite some time. Ron Teagarden from Dragon Herbs.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
Hey, thanks for
really
joining
good.
Us.
Really good. Thank you.
You know, you are a legend in the industry for what you do and the level of integrity that you bring to it. Can you give a brief description of just what is Dragon Herbs and what are you all about, Ron?
Well, we're purveyors of tonic herbs. That's basically the types of herbs people can take on a long-term basis to promote their health and well-being. We're not as focused on remedial medicine types of things. It's not our real interest. My teaching from a great Taoist master that taught me about this, he had me take a vow, this is about 30 years ago, to promote the concepts of promoting your health so you can develop radiant health and therefore not need medicine of any sort, whether it's natural or not. So we've collected the best herbs in the world for that purpose, and that's our purpose.
So you have quite a bit of training in traditional Chinese medicine.
Yeah.
Did you ever practice TCM in a clinical environment?
I studied back in the early 70s to actually, practice some acupuncture, and I did acupressure for about 10 years. I helped develop a technique called Jinshindo. I co-developed that and ran it through that method and did a lot of teaching of, and that was before acupuncture and everything was legal, so it was kind of an early stage, and there was some kinds of problems doing things at that stage. And by the time that became legal, my interest had really shifted toward herbalism completely and tonic herbs. So even though I probably know every acupuncture point on the body and have touched everyone 1,000 times, my interest these days is purely, it's really in the herbs, yeah.
Now, for those listening, I want to give them a sense of just how important your work is to our society and what the standard that you're setting for not just nutritional supplements, but Chinese medicine in North America, for example. And that is, I've interviewed hundreds of companies, and rarely do I see someone who brings the level of integrity with what you bring to this in your sourcing of products. So with what you source, I mean, you go to great lengths to get really potent, wild-crafted herbs in many cases. How do you accomplish this and not go broke?
Well, that's it's the opposite of going broke. It's at one point it would have been that because, but I'm the interest. I've been interested in the actual herbalism. I mean, it wasn't like I wanted to go buy the herbs at the broker in San Pedro and sell them for a profit and do that. From the very beginning, I've always sought out the best herbs I could. Frankly, my teacher, Sung Jin Park, he was a great Taoist master. He said he taught me about these herbs, and then they're called the superior herbs because they contain these certain kinds of energies that build life force. And basically, he said that in Asia, you pay for Jing Qi and Shen, these three treasures, and like the more that herb has of that energy, the more you'd pay. So in the beginning, it was expensive. I used to go buy the most expensive herbs I could, and sometimes that would eat up half my living, just for myself, but I wanted to do it for my health, and I was so completely compulsively into tonic herbalism and the other things like it. So then, just as years went by, I started traveling to the Orient. I went to Asia. I had some great experience there. Met by unbelievable fateful luck the most amazing people. I sat on a plane next to the Commissioner of Drug Approval for the People's Republic of China.
Oh, really?
Flying back one time, and actually I'd been bumped up to first class because I missed my flight on coach, and they bumped me up, and here I'm sitting next to this man who's the highest ranked herbal person and probably in the world, and I happen to have an article in my bag written by him on anti-aging herbs from China. So
oh,
when I pulled
wow.
it out, when we figured it out who it was, he became my mentor immediately. He just went, this guy's like, there was something there. So I spent several years just really going back and forth to Beijing and meeting with him and staying at his institute, and he gave me all the tips where to go to find the herbs. And then I met my wife, and my wife Yanling, and she's her mother and father are both in the herbal trade. They were both great PhD scientists who'd run factories and knew everything about it. And so we just started sourcing things based on that, and we connected into China Pharmaceutical University, which writes the pharmacopoeia. We just got leads, and And one more thing is that we took a principle of what we call DDAO. DDAO is the principle of getting things from the original source. Uh-huh. That's how it's done in China for the higher end products. So we established that as the very principle of our company. And so we always get every herb we can. As a matter of fact, every herb we get now, all 400 or so herbs that we use, all come from the source that's considered the best source in the world for that herb. And so we just go over and we get it. We have lots of buyers at this point, but they all answer to me directly because I go all the time. Uh-huh. I just got back on Thursday from a trip where we sourced a bunch of amazing new herbs and so forth.
Yeah, yeah, I see you brought a giant root of hoso.
Well, right? I was really, this time I particularly was interested in making sure that our hoso was actually, you know, what I wanted it to be. I mean, we've been getting it from a source that's considered the best source in China for almost 15 years, and it's very old, but I decided I wanted to get wild if I possibly could, and from a reliable source. So we went, and that was the actual issue, and this is one of those roots. It's a wild root, and it's just, this is an unbelievable herb. It's the first Chinese tonic herb I ever took. It changed my life completely. It was the rejuvenation switch that turned me on to this thing, and pretty much most people who get into tonic herbalism understand this is the one of the two or three main anti-aging and longevity herbs of China. It builds Jing, and that's your life force. So this is a very, very important herb. So we just locked in a source that probably we will stick with for, you know, for the rest of our lives here.
Yeah. I want to give people your website who are listening, who want to learn more, and that's www.dragonherbs.com. And there you're going to find an incredible selection of really high potency products sourced from most of them are sourced from China, right? Various regions there, but
well,
most
all
over the world. Some are from South America too.
Well, I'm interested in the concept of tonic herbalism. Tonic herbalism means that these herbs are safe to take continuously throughout your life. They've been used for millennia in most cases, so they're time tested. We know how safe they are, but they're used for the purpose of promoting longevity and well-being and not getting sick. Really, the idea was they promote what's called radiant health. Radiant health is defined in Taoism or in Chinese philosophy as health beyond danger. So to some degree, China developed that the furthest. China and Korea and Japan and, you know, the countries around there were kind of peripheral, all part of the same, you know, system. But there are tonic herbs that come from the Philippines or Indonesia or South America, North America. American ginseng, for example, is one of the most popular tonic herbs in the world. And certainly even in China, most people don't know this, but the Boston Tea Party, for example, the tea that was being traded to the Americans was being traded for American ginseng. Going back to China. So if the Patriots had dumped something the day before, they would have dumped American ginseng. And that would have been, you know, the Boston American Ginseng Party. But tonic herbalism is what we promote. And just because China's developed it far, you know, that doesn't mean it's the only place it comes from. Yeah.
Right, okay. So to give people perspective most of our listeners are familiar with Chinese medicine, but
sure,
for those who aren't, this is an art that goes back thousands of years, maybe as much as 5,000 years if you go way back.
Yeah, sure.
And whereas conventional Western medicine is about 150, 200 years old, maybe, at max.
Yeah.
But yet the principles of Chinese medicine still somehow escape much of conventional medicine, such as the principle of balance. Just instead of trying to push a number higher, or push cholesterol lower, actually letting the body find the balance with the support of an adaptogenic herb.
Yeah, yeah.
Why is that principle still difficult for Western thinking to grasp?
Well, I think that our paradigm is almost exclusively oriented toward trying to eradicate disease, like the attitude that, you know, I'm 61, and when I was young, the attitude was conquer nature. That was really when I grew up, like I was 10 years old, is how did we conquer nature?
Ron, so, we got to take a quick break,
okay,
and we'll continue that question when we come back. You are listening to the Health Ranger Radio Show with Ron Teagarden from DragonHerbs.com, and we'll be right back. Welcome back to the Health Ranger Radio Show. You are listening to an interview with Ron Teagarden from DragonHerbs.com, who is the person that I respect the most in the nutritional supplement industry dealing with specializing in Chinese medicine. I'm serious about that, Ron. I follow your work, and I listen to your CDs, and also what people say about you and what you do.
Thank you.
We were talking about immunomodulation, or right. just this Eastern understanding of balance in the body. Can
right.
you continue on that?
Well, basically, the concepts are so natural in the Orient, and it really is a based on the concept that if we have certain kinds of energy and it's in the correct balance, with in harmony with nature, that we're going to live a long and fruitful life, and that out of that health, not only is it a physical health, but there's a spiritual happiness. There's we develop wisdom, and you know we have a right balance in our life, and things stay steady, and that we're part of the environment. The environment's part of us. It's really there's really a deep harmony. And interestingly enough, I think when you take these tonic herbs, which promote this kind of balance. And as a matter of fact, most of the tonic herbs are what we call adaptogenic, and that's not, it's a little bit of a broad term, and it's a great, great term, but they help us adapt in different ways. But as you take these herbs over a long period of time, there's no question that it helps establish balance in our lives, and because of that balance, you start to calm down, or you do calm down completely, yet you have the energy to really manifest, do all the things you want in life. You can do a lot more when you're not breaking down or not experiencing stress syndromes, and still get away with it in a very robust way. So,
How does this differ from the reductionist Western point of view, which is, oh, if you want to have sex, you should take Viagra. If you want to have memory, you should take a dementia drug.
Right.
Western medicine looks at each symptom separately and gives you a chemical that claims to support that specific function.
How is this different? That's definitely the basic principle of how Western medicine has evolved. Interested in pinpointing what triggers something, and they've eliminated much of the reality of what we're taking, and it's almost impossible. There's we're at Natural Products Expo, and there's probably 10,000 different ingredients for sale, and each product is emphasizing one of these factors. And
right.
you know, how do you balance every problem you have? Really, what we need to do is strengthen the basic regulatory functions of our body. And you can do that by just understanding that the body has basic mechanisms that are so intricate we can never conceive of them, because they've evolved over billions of years that help us to adapt to every kind of stress and every kind of fluctuation in our lives. And if those mechanisms are working properly, that's what we need to tonify. I don't really need to tonify any specific function if my body is getting the nutrition it needs. And part of that nutrition is a little bit different than what Western medicine even has developed. Think of how it was in the 50s when they said you need these certain vitamins, these are essential, and other than that,
vitamins.
And then that's what you need to be healthy. And of course now look, everybody's got cancer or heart disease, and those, we get all those vitamins at the fast food stores, but it doesn't make people healthy.
Right.
Yeah. So Eastern philosophy is very great, and in terms of giving that principle of nurturing our true centers, and that's and our true energy balance, and by doing that, it makes life a lot simpler. Like, I don't actually think about specific symptoms in my own life and
right.
Under any circumstance.
Well, another thing is very interesting about this philosophy that you espouse and that you put into your product formulations,
yeah.
is that it is inherently founded on a faith in the body's ability to heal itself if given the proper support. And I think this stands in great contrast to conventional Western medicine, which is based on the idea that the body doesn't know anything,
mm-hmm.
and that there must be intervention in order for something to change. But your philosophy, and which is based on Eastern philosophy, says, you know what? The body actually is a self-organizing, self-healing, self-regulating system if it's supported properly.
Yeah, I think that in my own personal life, and I actually still speak personally for a minute, not necessarily how we always have to deal with things in the real world, but for other people, but I don't like taking anything medicinal. I don't even take medicinal herbs. Like the concept, I've never taken echinacea,
like
or golden seal
approach.
Yeah, I've
right.
never taken one to get rid of a cold or anything like that.
Right.
I haven't taken anything other than a tonic herb for about 30 years. And the reason is that I feel like the great way to actually become, to stay healthy is just keep your immune system really balanced and energized. Keep your adrenals, what we call the kidney system in Chinese herbalism or your lung systems or your cardiovascular system by nurturing their function so they're functioning in the right balance. And, you know, like that's, there are herbs that just do that. And it has amazed me because before I started herbalism, I was a sick puppy. You
really?
Know, I went through college, did everything wrong you could do. I did the wrong life activities and didn't know how to eat and didn't know how to live right. And then by becoming very sick, I had to correct myself and found my way into Asian healthcare. And I was pre-med. I was just about to start Western medical school.
Is that right?
Went and actually busted out almost on a springboard toward this direction because I realized it was a totally wrong thing. At least for me.
It's a common experience, I think, for those who've gained the most wisdom in health and how to not only maintain their own health but how to teach others about health are those who had that journey.
Yeah.
It's like the hero's journey, right?
Yeah, it is.
And
then
you have the crisis, you have the awakening, then you have the new learning.
Yeah, I didn't mean it. It wasn't like I woke up one day and said, hey, this is how I'll build a career.
But right.
I really got sick, and I couldn't even finish my last two or three classes in college. I mean, I was struggled to the bitter end, and then just didn't have the energy to walk out of my apartment. And it was like, and then I luckily, I sent a letter to George Osawa, who started Macrobiotics, but he had just died, and I received a letter from Herman Ihara, a great Japanese teacher who took over for him, and said, here's what you do, da da da. But also, last line was, you know, if you come to California, come stay with me. And I went, I can't even believe this, you know.
So I think
I gave my last bit of, like, whatever I had that was bad for me to my roommate that day, you know, and just hitchhiked to California and up there. And I slept in the cow pastures and, made it to Sacramento and stayed with him for a week. And it was just like a complete right turn, you know. It's like, and from that point, I never turned around. Yeah.
Well, sometimes that's what it takes, a sudden and huge shift.
Yeah, yeah. It was, and so, you know, there's plenty of people that have that, you know. However, I would highly recommend that people start doing things right when they're young. I think I probably lost years of my life by hurting myself. You know, I don't think this method is necessarily what has to happen. I mean, if those of you who are out there who are pretty healthy, you know, start doing things right, taking tonic herbs, I think this will extend your life and you'll get more out of it.
Absolutely. Now we're gonna take another break, but when we come back, I'd like to ask you specific products that you have,
sure,
including the goji berries,
okay,
which are not an extract in that manner, but
right,
very much used in Chinese medicine. And we will be back after these messages. You're listening to the Health Ranger Radio Show with Ron Teagarden from DragonHerbs.com. Welcome back from the break. You're listening to the Health Ranger Radio Show with your host, Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, editor of naturalnews.com. And today I have the honor and privilege of being joined by Ron Teagarden from dragonherbs.com. That's the website that you can go to, by the way, to check out not only his company, but his philosophy, his product line, find out why I recommend his products so much. It's www.dragonherbs.com. And before I ask you the next question, Ron, I have to put in a disclaimer, which is that we have no financial relationship. So I haven't been paid to have Ron on the show. I don't earn anything from the sale of his products or anything like that. So I want all of you listening to know.
He doesn't even get a discount on my herbs.
I don't even get a discount, actually. That's true.
And we've never met before, so this is really very distant.
Yeah, this is the first time we've had the opportunity to
right,
do this.
But
I've supported your company independently and
right,
objectively for quite some time, even before this. And I think that really speaks to the integrity of what you're doing.
Thank you.
There are a lot of you know, health shows or newspapers out there who they won't even talk about your product unless you pay them.
That's right.
And they end up talking about the junk products because those are the companies that have the most money. They spend their money on marketing, not on ingredients.
Right.
So, wow, what a great contrast we have here with your
thank you,
high quality ingredients.
Thank you.
Let's talk about some of the key ingredients and some of the key products.
Okay.
What are the three most popular products that people find benefits from with Dragon Herbs right now?
Well, like you mentioned, our goji berries are probably right now a very big item. I started selling goji berries in 1971, so to me, they're one of the great things in the world. They're one of like my children. But there's probably about 10 herbs like that in the Chinese tonic herbal system made 10 or 12 herbs that are unbelievably healthy, that whole cultures lived longer lives and recognized and sold to the world because of their power. So goji berries are one of them. We get our goji berries from a place called Heaven Mountain, where we've been selling these goji berries for about 15 years, and they're extremely great. There's a lot of goji berries. Goji berries became very popular a couple of years ago. They just became sort of a fad food. I don't think they're going to go away. But
right.
they just hit the market because of some multi-level marketing that started it, and then they got into a lot of other stores. In my opinion, the quality of most of those goji berries is not very good, and I won't go into the. I don't want to go into negative.
Discussion, I agree with you, though.
But they're not they're far from the best goji berries that are available. So we felt compelled a couple of years ago that we had to put these on the market more than just in our stores. So we do sell goji berries ourselves. They're directly from a place called Heaven Mountain. Heaven Mountain is a second. Largest mountain range in the world, only slightly smaller than the Himalayas, and actually more landmass than the Himalayas. And all of our goji berries are grown completely naturally, no chemicals, no anything, no sugar, no flavorings.
Right.
And the really cool part is it's grown completely on glacial melt, from a glacier that's right up above it that melts down and floods the plains every spring, and that's how they irrigate the these particular. So the region is sort of a semi-desert region. That's how goji berries like to grow. And so the soil is very alkaline, very mineral rich. And then you get this structured water, these actual hexagonal water melting down from the mountain.
The melt.
And these goji berries are so sweet and so unbelievably healthy. And they're considered Didao, like the premium source of goji in China. And we actually learned about these from a lady who distributed them to like the Politburo in China, to the richest people, you know, at one point about 15 years ago. So that's these are they're a real treat. You can eat a handful a day with no problem. The problem we have is people eating too many, so a lot of the gojis on the market, you know how good they are for you, but you just don't really want to eat them because
I'm glad you mentioned the quality difference, because goji berries are definitely a nutritional buzzword these days, and a lot of people are really interested in superfruits.
Right.
And I use
the
term a lot too,
superfruits
and superfoods. But there's a huge qualitative difference between different sources of goji berries.
Absolutely.
For example, goji berries that are grown on farms that are irrigated with municipal water.
Right.
Oh, that's a completely different story than glacial water.
Yeah, that's. I mean, I've actually gone there. This is 12,000 miles away. This is out there at the border of Kyrgyzstan. It's a really rugged ride. It's a 10-hour train ride from the last place where you get a flight.
That's right.
Know,
yeah.
And
welcome to China.
You know, I got a piece of shrapnel in my leg, and you know everything else is to get there. But it was worth it to actually go to work with the farmers to get the exact right thing, see the place, know I'm getting the right thing, and that kind of thing.
Now, I notice also your goji berries are a little bit moist. They're not super dry.
Right.
Like a lot of them.
Well, we're fresh. You know, we're very particular. Every crop comes in. We harvest twice a year. We're not last year's crop, and we have a shorter shelf life. We're not trying to be, have them last for 3 years or something like that. We really tell people to eat them. These bags are good for 8 or 9 months or something like that, and then by that time we've sold them out, and people should have eaten them.
You don't want to add a bunch of sulfites.
That's not what we are about.
Of course. So, all right. What else besides the goji berries are people really interested in?
Another one is, of course, ginseng is the world's most famous herb. It's a kind of a boring herb because it's so common. You can get ginseng at 7-Eleven or any place else. But there's also
a huge quality variation in ginseng.
But the variation is so huge. Like, I would never, ever consume one of those low-end ginseng. They're really bad for you. They're actually unhealthy. They tend to be grown with lots of pesticides and chemicals. They're young. They're harvested young. They're grown at low altitude on bad water, bad bad soil, bad growing situations, and the actual chemistry of them is it's imbalanced towards, so they give you headaches, and you know they build up all the bad reputation for ginseng that it builds high blood pressure and that kind of stuff, right? So we go to the ends of we go as far as you can go to get the best ginseng. This is the best ginseng in the world. This is a I'm holding my hand ginseng root I just brought back. This is what we actually use to make our products, which we made this morning. The process of was making a batch of what we call ginseng sublime. It's a ginseng that contains the 6 greatest ginseng roots in the world, plus wild ginseng and these, and then some ginseng from South and North Korea. This ginseng root is huge, and it's actually what we use. We don't, you know, a lot of people might hold the big one up and go, then throw in the little weenie ones. That's what companies all do, you know. But this is actually right out of the bag. I just pulled one out of the bag. You can see this is called a Heaven Grade 8. It's as big as and healthy. This was grown at extremely high altitude, totally naturally. It's 10 years old out of the ground. Wow. And then when people take this kind of ginseng, they really feel it. And also right now, I wanted to just tell people we have a new ginseng product that I'm really in love with. It's called Kinetic Ginseng. This ginseng is fermented, and the reason it's very interesting to me is I do like fermented things anyway. I think that, you know, kimchi and and miso are, you have to take those things in every day of your life to keep your colon healthy, and that's a root health issue. So yeah. I've been taking miso since the first day I started getting healthy, and never miss, you know, those kind of thing. But most Americans who have taken antibiotics, and even most Asian people who have taken antibiotics, no longer have the probiotic in their intestines that metabolizes ginseng. And so they actually get no benefit from whatever ginseng they take. So
so the fermentation does that step
this,
for them.
For this, they've identified the probiotic that does it. They pre-ferment this ginseng, and then you're getting all these metabolites. And you know, I'm not claiming that our ginseng treats cancer or cures cancer or anything, but epidemiological studies in Korea with thousands of people and multiple replications of this kind of study have shown that people who take ginseng even 50 times in their life and metabolize it have something like only 50% of the chance of getting cancer as other people. And if you take ginseng 500 times, your rate goes way down.
I'm glad you mentioned cancer. I do want to ask you, when we come back, we're going to take another break here shortly, but I want to ask you about the regulatory environment.
Okay.
And the difficulty in actually just telling the truth, just being able to tell the truth about what these herbs do. The truth that is obvious in China and other countries is censored in the United States. And that's a sad state, and we'll talk about that in more detail when we come back.
Sure.
We're interviewing Ron Teagarden here on the Health Ranger Radio Show, and we'll be right back. Welcome back. This is the Health Ranger Radio Show. You're listening to an exclusive interview with Ron Teagarden, the founder of DragonHerbs.com, which is, in my opinion, the preeminent supplier of Chinese medicine supplements in the United States. And, you know, people buy from all over the world from your company, don't they?
Oh, sure. We sell to Europe. We even sell back into Asia. And it's because our reputation is grown not by our promoting it or marketing it, but people just know that they've heard over many years, and then that we get the best herbs. We our attitude is get the best herbs in the world and charge for it, and then just charge for it. But over the years, because we've sourced them the things ourselves, now we're a great value. We're actually cheap, even though we're getting the best things because we're a direct from the farm to the consumer.
Well, I'm glad you mentioned that, because I do want to mention that I've, you know, historically the prices for your products, ounce per ounce, compared to some other competitor that's not doing the sourcing that you're doing, your products do look expensive. But I like to also teach people that this is a case where you're definitely getting what you pay for.
Yeah, we haven't actually raised our prices on one product in I think 15 years. And right now, just people should understand, you know, the value of the dollar has gone down all over the world. The price of herbs are going up all over the world because of the demand for these kind of herbs. And yet we're not raising our prices. We haven't raised our prices once in 15 years. So we feel like our value is many times what you get if you go to some of the other perhaps chain stores and get things that they look cheaper. They might be $19 and ours is $36, but ours is 200 times more
yes.
potent, you know.
Yeah,
so, you
exactly.
know, that's actually the reality. So,
yeah. Yeah, when I take your products, I can actually tell the difference.
That's right.
And many products I cannot. Part of that's just because I maintain a very high state of health, so I'm not sick or I don't have a lot of symptoms that go away.
Right.
But with your products, I actually feel an energy difference or I feel a clarity difference.
Yeah, that's right. We actually sell quite a few products to people who own their own herb companies. I won't tell names or anything like that, but people who make millions of dollars selling their herbal products or their superfoods, and then they come in and they buy ours for their personal use.
Yes.
It's like a guy who drives a Rolls Royce, but he sells, you know, Hyundais, which are great cars, but they're not Rolls Royces. You
yeah,
know?
I know a couple of those people you're talking about.
So.
Let me ask you about China. A lot of people are concerned about the toxicity or the contamination of ingredients that come out of China. I've even said this too, because I've been there. And a lot of the stuff is really not good. How do you make sure that your ingredients that come out of China are pristine and not contaminated?
Well, let me just first say that there are no clean countries in the world except for Bhutan. I absolutely think that Bhutan, which I've been to about six or seven times now, is that's a clean place.
Yeah.
But the little city in Bhutan, they throw their litter bugs. If they had more people, they'd be dirty too. It's because the humans dump stuff. And China has got pollution, but so does the United States. And, you know, we're the biggest producer of carbon in the world, and we have 200 cancer-causing chemicals in Los Angeles water, you know, or something like that. So the point is that every place has to be careful and diligent. If I'm buying from the United States, or if I'm buying from Europe, or if I'm buying from South America, we still have to test and make sure we're getting things from the right place. So for the last 25 years, that's been my attitude. We get stuff, we get it from a place that I get recommended, I get tips where to go to get things. Like I said before, I have these great connections in the Chinese Academy of Sciences, at the Pharmacopoeia Committee, the Commission for the Standardization of Chinese Herbs. These people have all this information where the good stuff is coming from, and we can go to it. And we get stuff from like places that are very remote. Like we get it from Changbai Mountain, which is a natural preserve where there's no industry within hundreds of miles of where we get our ginseng, or we get stuff from our rhodiola comes from actually above the snow line in Tibet, and that's so far away from any pollution that it's, you know, every herb we do that.
I mean, if to do this yourself as an individual, you'd have to put on a backpack, learn Chinese, go trekking through China, asking, you know, 500 people, where can I find this stuff? And even then, you might not have the right connection.
I got lucky and just met a couple of. I got seated next to Xiao Peigun on an airplane. It's a riot of coincidence, but because of that. He's the source. Everybody in China has to send the seeds to him for analysis, for to understand what they are. So he knows everything that's going on. So he gave me the tips in the first place. And this spread. I just got lucky to get these sources, but I had the will and the desire to find those things. So I actually did get on trains and boats, and we walked and we hiked and we went to these places over a long period of time. And it wasn't fast, you know, to get this stuff. And it would be impossible for most people to find this, but at this point we dedicate ourselves to getting these sort kinds of sources, and boy, you can't make gold out of straw, you know. And we feel like we've got the real great raw material. Then we go to the next big step, which is getting the great technology to you know, to implement it for Western use.
Right. Do you do a lot of the extraction processes in the United States, or done in China?
We have an extraction process called FIT, Fingerprint Identity Transfer Technology, which is a new technology which uses cold extraction. It doesn't even have to use heat to get it, so it's close to raw, and it's but it gets both the water and alcohol soluble components. It's an amazing technology, and so people are getting the strongest, most accurate herbalism in the world through this technology. And so this is a very modern technology. And we were talking about pollution a second ago. This is a green technology. It has no carbon footprint. All the water is purified and structured into hexagonal shape before we extract.
Excellent.
We do, you know, we've been around for a while. Most companies haven't been around this long to have thought about through a lot of these things or to manifest it. And so we're very careful to get things from places that are clean, get it tested. You know, we make sure, you know, we've been in business for a couple of decades at least, and we test our material, and we've never actually ever had to reject a product because of heavy metals. We've never rejected one. And because we start off in the first place sourcing from places that we're not growing stuff on a river that's catching fire, you know. And that means in the United States or in Peru or any place, it's just we're careful, and that's the secret.
Now, one of the benefits, well, let me preface it this way. A lot of people get into Chinese medicine from a very allopathic viewpoint at first.
Sure.
They have a symptom, and they read about, reishi mushroom can help the liver, or this can do that, goji berries can help with that. But then over time, not only do they find their symptom is helped, but then they actually begin to expand their awareness. And you talk about this on your CD, which is that these herbs actually help you gain wisdom or gain a holistic understanding.
Yeah.
How do you explain that? What's happening with the herbs and the whole awakening?
Well, they're very balancing. You know, they have this bidirectional activity. They're bipolar in a good way. They have two. They both build up the system in some ways. They calm down the systems in other ways. So they help us to gain balance. And in gaining balance, when you get centered, you become clear. You know, and if you have energy, if you have real chi flowing through your body, and you can build it up, and you're breathing strongly, and you're not ruining it with some smoke or some other things, you know, then basically you're going to become clearer and clearer, and you're going to see life from a balanced perspective. And we have to remember, we're not only part of nature; nature is part of us.
Yes.
It is a two-way street, and like we start perceiving things more clearly, and the environment starts reacting to us. Like if I smile at somebody, they're going to smile back to me. Just as if they smile to me, I'll smile back to them. It's nature is like that, and so the herbs are this great motivating force for growth and development. And we consider them transformational, which was a basis of Taoist practice.
That is absolutely the right word. I completely agree. They are transformational, and I think it's important to put that in contrast with the Western pharmaceutical approach, which really actually dims your mind.
Yeah. In most cases, that's true. And, you know, I think that I admire science, but, you know, the principles have to be stronger underneath for it to become truly great, which will hopefully happen in the next century.
Yeah. I think, you know, you mentioned transformational. I think we can look forward to a real transformation in medicine in the future.
I think so. Yeah. I actually think that's my issue with the rest of my life right now is actually trying to transform how people think about what they're supposed to be trying to attain here, because nothing wrong with science. It's terrific, but it's just, let's use our minds and our genius and our technologies to bring balance and harmony and health back to the world.
You've been listening to an interview with Ron Teagarden, the founder of Dragon Herbs. You can find at www.dragonherbs.com, and I really encourage you to go there. Read about his products. He puts out an excellent catalog. It's very educational just by itself. Even if you don't buy any of the products, just read it. Just read it, and it will really inform you. I just want to thank you, Ron, for taking the time to do this interview.
Thank you very much. It was great being here.
And you've been listening to the Health Ranger Radio Show. I'm your host, Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. Check out a transcript of this interview will be on www.naturalnews.com. And I will talk to you again soon. Take care.